This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Now a preview of this weekend's political news. We find out who will say what on the Sunday morning talk shows. Joining us is NPR senior correspondent and Day to Day's own talking head, Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline. I'm in freezing Minnesota today. You wouldn't believe how cold it is. I left 80 degrees in Washington. It's like in the teens here.
Ouch. Ouch.
No kidding.
Do you have a muffler or something?
You know, I didn't bring a coat, but you know what? From being a political wise guy, I'm pretty bad on the essential things.
Huh? Well, let's hope you don't have a hothead. Okay. A big story this week is the fight between Republicans and Democrats on the Senate Intelligence Committee, and that's about the panel's investigation into whether or not pre-war intelligence about Iraq was accurate. So tell us more about that, and who's talking about that this weekend?
Well, it is the big story in Washington, Madeline. That's what's got everybody heated up. This week there was a memo done by a rather junior member of the Democratic staff saying, you know what, if we can't get the Republicans on the staff, and of course, since the Republicans are the majority in the Senate, their chairman runs the Intelligence Committee, Pat Roberts, the Democrats said, well, maybe we should do our own investigation. We'll go along with the Republicans as far as we can go, but then maybe we just have to do our own thing. That set off the Republicans, who said, you know what, the Democrats have politicized this process. They're not sincere about doing an honest investigation. And, of course, the key point here, Madeline, is that the Republicans are saying we simply want to look at the CIA and the quality of intelligence that they had specifically about weapons of mass destruction in Saddam Hussein's hands, versus the Democrats who say, but we also have to look at how policymakers took information from the CIA and whether or not they distorted that evidence. So that dispute is the front and center issue on all the talk shows. Senator Pat Roberts is going to be the guest on Fox News Sunday. What you're also going to see is that other shows are going to pick up on this. CBS is going to have John McCain, the senator from Arizona, who said this week that the U.S. needs to have more troops in Iraq, no matter what the administration may be saying, and that we have been ignoring the kind of intelligence that's necessary to get the job done.
So, yeah, that was the other big news this week, that troop rotations will take place and that there will be an overall cut in the number of troops.
Well, it's going to be a slight cut, but the idea is that it would be somewhat of a drawdown, and they're going to, you know, rotate. They're going to bring in new groups of reservists to replace some of the people that are there. But it's going to happen, Madeline, in an election year. And so, again, it seems highly political to many people in Washington. The president doesn't want a lot of people angry and upset at the number of people that have to go over to Iraq, even at a time when, as we just discussed, Senator McCain says, the U.S. needs to have more troops on the ground to get the job done and to stop the constant attacks that are leading to more and more deaths, even in the past week, of American soldiers.
And anything domestic on the show's agenda?
Well, the economy is big news this week because the unemployment numbers looked like they were improving. So what we see now is it looks like the economy, the indicators are very positive in terms of recovery. You know, what we see is that the president is going to be the one out there talking about the economy. It turns out the Democrats are the ones who are talking about his failed policies in Iraq. It wasn't such a long time ago that we thought it was going to be exactly the opposite. But pretty much on the domestic side, it's going to be the economy, Madeline.
And what's the news with the Democratic presidential campaign?
Well, it's big news, Madeline. The most immediate news going into the weekend is that the Service Employees International Union, a major union in this country, has endorsed Howard Dean. But the other side of this is, of course, that Howard Dean is engaged in a major uproar over his saying that he wants the votes of people who drive around with Confederate flags on their pickup trucks down south. This not only antagonized black voters, a key constituency in the Democratic Party, but John Edwards, who's going to be on Meet the Press this Sunday with Tim Russert, John Edwards said, wait a second, you're insulting poor whites in the South by thinking that we're all bigots. So this is kind of the state of play in the Democratic Party at the moment. But Howard Dean, even after all of that static, still gets this major endorsement from a very multiracial, important union, the SEIU. And it looks to me like he's getting to the point where it's almost like a sense of inevitability about his nomination.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thanks, Juan, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Madeline.